You're such an asshole.
All right, continuing on with the originals. Happy Cappy, I get to do. Oh, I'm look, all the work is done. Oh man, I get to do what I want now. All right. And doing what I want includes picking rocks and pulling weeds later on today. Yay. So, all right, let us make more progress. If you tune into the previous video, I tried to save the youngins' time, not wasting their time. I'm talking the sane youngins, the intellectually honest youngins. From wasting their time with people who claim to have a fake, you know, people faking mental illness. Now I'm going to save you guys time. Much discussion is being had about the education bubble. And you guys know me, I've been on this horn for a long ass time. And what I realized, as with I am with a lot of things with politics and current events, is that not only am I wasting my time, but we're wasting our time trying to change something that is not going to change. And whereas in this particular case, the education bubble, we all see it's very obvious. It's very logical. You look at it. And what you see is some poor girl who wasted her time at a private liberal arts college going 85 grand into debt for whatever, anthropology. And then she doubles down, guaranteeing to damn her for the rest of her financial life, ruin her financially going to law school. And to us, it's clear as day. You're running off. Okay, you already fell off one cliff. Now you're crippled. Now you're limping to an even bigger cliff where you're going to die. Don't do that. Stop. And the person that's wrong, you know, why do the lemmings run off the cliff? They do. And you're the one wrong, wasting precious finite bits of life and time trying to prevent the inevitable, trying to prevent the lemmings from, and they're going to do it by nature. And what you're missing out is understanding why we have an education bubble in the first place and why it's never going away. Because as obvious and logical as it is to us that it's stupid, life-destroying, and effect is certainly a financial suicide, but without, it's kind of like health. If you don't have your finances, you don't have anything. Where you have a metaphorical suicide where you condemn yourself to a life of essentially being the slave to a bank. Or in this case, the government, because the government lent you the loans, because the government is here to help you. And so since these people are not salvageable, I've been thoroughly convinced of that. Here, I have this book. I linked to it below. It's pointless. This book, 10 years old, coming up on 11. Oh, it saved some lives, but it didn't change anything. But instead of trying to save those that cannot be saved, let us at least save our time, save our effort, save our concern, save our sanity, and understand why the lemmings are going to continue to run off the hill, why young people, future generations are going to continue to go and destroy themselves financially and essentially ruin their lives, what there's nothing we can do to stop it. All right. I even took notes on this one. All right. First, it starts in K through 12, and it starts on a couple reasons. One, your teachers start to indoctrinate the kids. That's not an opinion. It's exactly what you do. Don't do this fake. Shut up. You absolutely do. And in addition to indoctrinating them in Marxism, they indoctrinate them into you have to go to college. Now, that whether this is conscious, like the teachers are trying to, hey, and they're looking at the professors, we're going to send you, man. You keep following socialism. Yeah. What's the S? They do a little like, yeah, socialism. Yeah. Whether they're consciously sending these kids to their financial grave or not, I don't know. It's certainly believable that teachers themselves, if you major in education, you're a moron. You are so unaware of the rest of the great world that's an opportunity available that all you think is education. Because think about it. You never left education. 5 years old. Up to 22, 23, once you get your license, and then you go back to school. You've never been in the real world. So as far as they know, yeah, education is great. Go to college. Works for me. But in any case, that environment is conditioning. It's a feeder. They channel the kids to go to school. And that's all kids get indoctrinated. College, 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 college. Maybe every once in a while, the old grizzled man who's an Iraqi vet and works as an accountant on the side. So yeah, maybe trade school, dude. But for the most part, it is cacophony, a consistent cacophony of college, 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 college. So that's one. The second variable of the K through 12 system is that it is a prison. And not necessarily, obviously, it's not a physical prison. You always get to go home. It's work release. It's identical to work release. After you spend three times as much time as you will with your teachers, then you could go and actually maybe spend a minute or two with your parents if they give you the time of day, if they're not too busy going to night school or whatever, getting their master's degree, working extra jobs to get themselves out of debt. All right. And then you got to go back to the school. And where it's a prison of the mind, where the expectations are so lowered. And you play to the lowest common denominator and the stupid misbehaving kids who have no parents or bad parents ruin the educational experience. Because I was sitting there thinking like, okay, there's like this cool stuff that I could have learned in school, but you are so defeated, not morally, but spirit-wise, like you have no incentive to pay attention to what your teachers are saying. They could have been giving me the secret of the world back in school, but that like kindergarten through third grade, they just break the spirit of all the little boys and girls that ain't nobody paying attention except for the goody two-shoe psychopaths who actually like school. And we all know how though they end up nobodies. Anyway, it's a mental prison. And you got to do that for 13 years. Mind-numbing BS, low IQ people who are incapable of teaching at best. At worst, they're psychopaths that love to torture different groups of people and let bullies beat up other kids. And then you get in trouble if you hit the bully back because you punched them. Anyway, so that environment is a prison environment. And these kids cannot wait to be free. And the only thing they get, the only thing, because K through 12 is so bad, the only thing that they get to look forward to is college, where there are no parents, where you lie to them and tell them they're going to be intellectuals, and that the boys get to have sex and the girls also get to have sex if they want it, but it's this big party. That's the, and that is the college experience. And that's the only thing that's on their menu. Any kid through K through 12, the only thing they got when they get freed, it's college. They can finally get the hell out of that prison. And then they can really go. And that was the big lie. The smart people go to college. Wait till you get to college. You ain't going to meet smart people. The girls in college are going to be much nicer. They're going to go out. We're going to pray. 2/3 of people go to college. Right. And I say the smart ones don't now. They're the ones going to trade school or joining the military, just working. The conformists go to college now. And you get there like, oh, it's the same damn thing, except now it's more pricey and expensive. But these people don't, they don't know that. And so the demand for college starts in K through 12. Oh, and the parents, by the way, are just as equally stupid and dumb. I mean, God almighty. Parents my age just sending the kids to the financial grave because they don't know any better. I got parents, I got clients coming in. My parents will cut me off if I don't go to college. They don't care what the degree is. It's like, whoa, join the military. Oh, I can't. I got a medical condition. I'm like, all right, get a job. Whoa, a job. I'm like, never mind. You're not serious about this. But the parents just push the kid because I got news for you kids. Hope you're listening. 90% of the parents don't love you as much as they love themselves. And if you're inconvenienced, they don't have time to sit down and explain to you this book here, this book loves you more than most of your parents do. I know that's somewhat sensational statement, but sadly it's true. Most of your parents don't love you kids. They really don't. Otherwise they would have homeschooled you or spent time with you, not their MBA. Oh, Cappy, telling people the truth again. Your mom loves you, just not as much as her career. Anyone get that? Huh? Anyone? So they're going to push you into college too, because they want you out of the house. And they don't care what you major in. And so there's this demand starting at the age of 5. And a deprivation of anything valuable, good, or any kind of hope or plan B, like marriage, like love, like adventure, or the military, or the trade, anything. Nope. College. the college experience, your degree doesn't matter, and it's heaven, it's Elysium, it's Nirvana, it's Valhalla. It's you are the Jews in Egypt, and you have finally made it to the Sinai Peninsula. And not too unlike the Jews in Egypt, when they made it to the Sinai Peninsula, they didn't get to the Promised Land. Sinai Peninsula sucked. They wandered in the desert for about 40 years because they didn't have a compass. And it sucked. And that's college. And by the way, there is no Promised Land. There isn't. Point is, the demand is always there. And until you can start penetrating the public schools, the K-12 system, and stop the 13 years of indoctrination, and get parents to wise up, and to get parents to love their kids to the point that they would actually homeschool the kids, or at least sit them down and say, not do this mail-in parroting, follow your heart, money will follow, brah, follow your heart, money will follow, brah, any degree is a good degree, brah, any degree is a good degree, get your foot in the door, brah, get your foot in the door. That's your average American parent, and that's how much they love you. Not at all. They do love you, just not as much as themselves. And certainly not enough to like inconvenience themselves to sit down and tell you the harsh realities of life. And if you guys have a dad that sat you down and told you about girls, you didn't. Huh? I wonder how vested he was in your life, in your upbringing. I'm getting dark. Getting dark. Yeah. Anyway, so until you go in and stop the propaganda there, every year there's going to be a generation of seniors graduating who got nothing else in life except the college experience. Okay, so there's that. All right. So yeah, I tell you, all right. Then there's the college experience itself. Until we replace it with a plan B, I kind of get ahead of myself there a little bit. But you got to give kids something else to live for, because all you're giving them something to live for is the college experience. Go to the average 17-year-old. What are you most looking forward to in life? College. What, you're looking for more high school where you get to pay and you get drunk occasionally and you strike out with girls? No, I'm going to be intellectual. It's going to be great there. No, kid, it's the Sinai Peninsula. It ain't nothing there but scorpions and sand. All right? And you get to pay for it. And so without something to work forward to, these kids are not, there's nothing, let's say you said, hey, you don't have to go to college, but you didn't give them an alternative. They're still going to go to college because it's the only thing there. Now, this is where I come in, and there's trade school, but you need to do something more than just an alternative for a career of college. Like, okay, you should have life goals. Here, you want to go travel? All right, to do traveling, to have this boat, to do these things, to kayak, to whatever it is you want to do, you need money. Now, money's very important, and you need to sacrifice your time to get this money. But you only have a certain amount of time. So what you really ought to do is make your time the most valuable you possibly can, so you have the most amount of free time forever. That philosophy is what needs to be taught to kids. No, college, you're smart, S-M-R-T, S-M-R-T. Say, look, here's the deal. Here's what's important in life. Other human beings. If you have to, go get them my book. Poor Richard's Retirement. Have them take my minimalism class. That's not available yet. They'll be available next month. Get them out of this mindset that it's only in that there's important things like other people, love, spending time with family and friends. So you have good quality family and friends. And that you should have the most amount of free time possible, so make each hour of your life count. And while you're young and you got the energy, you double time it. And you major in engineering or computer programming, or you become an accountant so you can work remotely and spend time with your kids at home. If you have kids, you fall in love with the right guy, you fall in love with the right gal. There you go. No, you don't teach them that. If anything, it's worse. Certainly on the female side of things, ladies, right? You don't need no man. Your dog rescue thing, that's more important than kids. Your career is more important than your own children. And you guys, you're no better. You're just a bunch of dopes. Oh, well, happy life, happy life. Oh, tell my children the realities of the world. Oh, no, my wife will get upset. Oh. That's assuming you even contemplate that. You just don't bang out all this work, paying for all the student loan debt that you have, that she has, your car debt, McMansion debt, and you're tired, you don't feel like raising your kids. But man, you guys tell them not to have family. You tell them not to have value, purpose, and aim. There's nothing but the career. And what a fun, exciting life that is. Oh. So you need to give them some kind of other purpose, agency, reason, and value in living in life than beyond education and career. It can't be career, because career, you just get the education to get the career. And they're going to go to college anyway. And usually the careers we promote are BS ones anyway. But that's another reason this is not going to go away, because parents in society, it's more parents. That's the responsibility. That's where that's 80%. But the rest of society, they don't paint anything nice or hopeful. If anything, society, oh, you're all oppressed and discriminated against. And oh, it's the evil government, the corporations, or the white man, or whatever else. Oh my God, the root beer crisis, root beer float crisis. Oh, we're all going to die. Oh, look, bad things. Never, hey, fall in love, have sex, have some kids, go to Disneyland. Whoa. What is it, the 1950s? Crying yourself into your wine. So then there's no point. So not only do you have to interrupt the indoctrination, you got to give them another reason. You got to, or show them how college plugs into a longer-term life strategy towards things that are more important in life. And since most of the parents today are debt-ridden idiots, also paying off their student loans, just treading water, stuck in those lower Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I don't think you guys got the wisdom to even tell your kids how to float or survive or succeed in life, even if you had the desire. Let's be honest, that's scotch more important than sitting to your kids down and teach them, hey, get off that smartphone device, get off the internet, go out and play. Let me tell you why. Oh, Ward Cleaver, what a square, right, man? Telling Wally and the Beeve life lessons. So there's that. And then finally, here's another thing. You know, it's a paradox. A 13-year-old boy kills somebody, murders somebody. Is he guilty? He's 13. Does he know any better? He's right on that cusp. Does he have? Yeah, he should know better. Kind of can forgive him, though, at 13, though. At 23, though, you're an adult. And I understand, and I'm sympathetic towards kids. Always, kids are innocent. And I understand that you've been indoctrinated. I understand K through 12 sucks. I understand your parents lied to you. I mean, one of the main complaints I get about this book that I wrote, How Not to Become a Millennial, like, you're slamming on millennials. It's like, okay, then you didn't read the book, because the first third is slamming on boomers. What? Yeah. And the complaint is, we were lied to. It's like, okay, you were lied to, and the millennials would be a perfect, all right, are you going to change now? What do millennials do? Vote socialism again, believe in socialism, student loan bailouts. I'm like, I could have swore it was Marxist leftist teachers that gave you this ideology that has ruined your life, and you're still going to go with team left, huh? Wonder how that's going to work out. But the point is, at what point do these kids, when they start in kindergarten and they graduate from high school, then they go to college? When do they wake up? When do they have responsibility? I would certainly say by the age of 18, because you're a legal adult. Like, okay, wake up. Y'all claim to be critical thinkers. All right, be critically thinking. Why are you spending $200,000 on a worthless degree? Like, when do you have the intellectual strength to realize what you're being told to is at least questionable, likely dubious, if not an outright lie? Then it's your responsibility to not believe the lies anymore and start making changes in your life. And the biggest lie is that, well, God, what are the biggest lies? You have value unto yourself. You deserve respect. You're entitled to other people's wealth and living because reasons, it's okay to be a parasite. I don't know what the biggest lies are. But one of the biggest, I'd say, in pertaining as to why the student loan bubble is never going to go away, what else do these people have in value? What else in life do these people have? I'm talking your average rank and file. We're sending 2/3 of kids off to college. Only 1 out of 6 should be there. Right? 80% of degrees are worthless. 80% of the college graduates have jokes of a degree, completely worthless, unemployable degrees. Okay. What else do they have? They got nothing else. In part because he didn't give them a plan B. He didn't give them a longer life. So when they come out, what else are we supposed to do with these faux intellectuals? What else are we supposed to do with all these liberal arts majors, sociology majors? They're not going to work. Real work is beneath. They don't have the intellectual capacity or the work ethic to become something good or great. All they have in life is their college degree. All they have is the college experience. And like high school or your wedding day, if those are the best days of your life sucks. And if college, these are the best days of your life. Wow, your life was a complete waste. It was a complete waste. But when you look at the average person going, you look at the average American, average Westerner, I'd say, what are they going to achieve in life? Everything else is bought and paid for. It's put on easy mode. You know, that average high school graduate, they're not going to go and become tradesmen. It's beneath them. And they don't have the intellectual ability to actually go become an engineer or something worthwhile. And oh my God, stay at home wife with kid. Oh, do you think it's the 1920s again? Herky, 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 der. Most of them have nothing else. That's why you can buy bogus certification, authenticity, agency, and value. How many people out there walking around 50 years and under? We could even say boomers. You want to do 60 and under, but certainly 50 and under, definitely 40 or under. What percent of young people, their biggest accomplishment, although understandably, if you're fresh off graduation, you'd be the, let's say, 25 to 50. Let's do that. 25 to 50. Okay, you're out of college a little bit. What percentage of those people, the biggest accomplishment is they graduated from high school or college? That is their college education, their college degree. Look, getting my college degree was an accomplishment. A Herculean one, full-time school, full-time work, 3.5 years, 6 months early, top-notch grades. That was an accomplishment. It's not my greatest accomplishment. Matter of fact, it's a pointless accomplishment unless I went and did something else with my life. But how many people, they go get their business degree with their MBA from the Carlson School of Management, and they're doing their TPS reports. And the biggest accomplishment, the biggest heyday in their day, in their entire life is, I graduated from college. Fortunately, how many women out there, like the thing they're most proud of is not their husband or their children or their career even, it's their education, which is a joke. It's like, okay, the whole point of getting educated was to go do something with life. Not even necessarily financial, but don't you want to go do something? Oh, so you sat in school some more, like because 13 years K through 12 wasn't enough. Then you sat there for another 4 years, then another two, then another two. So you got your doctorate and some worthless, completely impractical degree, but it has PhD. You call yourself fake doctor because you're not a medical doctor. You're a fake doctor. And all you do is reteach the same crap. That your degree is the biggest accomplishment? Yay. And what are you going to do? Take that away from them? You're gonna take college education, not just the college experience, but that only purpose point and agency away from it. Essentially, what it is they can buy purpose and agency and value in life. So they can look at their miserable selves in the mirror and say, at least I got a master's degree. I'm educated. I'm smart. SMRT. That's why it ain't going away. And somehow the higher ups in higher education figured this out. They're like, we can sell them. Like Oprah kind of stumbled into, if I lie to women, I'll be a billionaire. Higher education figured out if we lie to people about the point, purpose, and the value of education, we can become cumulatively trillionaires. Now it has to be split across admin and staff and all that, but they could enrich themselves selling, like, hey, if you sit here on this desk for 4 years and get some good old socialist indoctrination, we'll give you a piece of diploma that says you're really smart. You know more than these other people. And always the solution is other people's money. By the way, if you're wondering if you have a worthless degree, it's usually telling the rest of society that they need to pay more in taxes to solve problems that you're never going to cough up your own money for. It's kind of the telltale sign you got a worthless degree. I got a degree. I'm so smart. You're going to help other people. You're going to take that away from Americans? What are they going to do? They're going to have to look in the mirror and realize they're worthless. that maybe they just ought to go. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with being a waiter or a waitress. Maybe the world does need some ditch diggers, that you're not going to solve whatever grandiose be. I'm going to solve racial issues. No, you're not. I'm going to help the No, you're not. I'm going to change lives. Now, teachers do change lives for the worst, obviously. Obviously. Congratulations, lady. You did change thousands of lives for the worst. You lied to three generations of kids. Tell them just to do whatever. Now you got a bunch of music majors and people dyeing their hair and tatting themselves up thinking they have value. Oh, but they got a degree. They got a degree. So you're going to take that away from them? No. Here's the sad truth. The vast majority of Americans, especially younger, their only value in life is to run off that cliff. That's what they're looking forward to in life. Because they don't view it as a cliff. They're deathly afraid of the labor it would take to require and go and find some kind of purpose, agency, value, and reason in life. But it's just so much easier to run off that cliff. And some of them lack the intelligence to realize, hey, I'm running off a cliff. Why is everyone running off a cliff? Your professors and teachers and parents and society and Oprah told you so. And so did the Democrat. Oh, I better run off the cliff. But somewhere also in there, they'd rather run off their fear of that metaphorical death. I would say almost not real biological death, but they're destroying their lives. They're wasting their lives. They're metaphorically killing off their life. They're not having a life, crippling themselves. That's a much preferable existence to them than actually doing something of hard worth and merit and value. It's easier to destroy your life getting a master's degree in women's studies than hitting the gym and being nice to a guy, falling in love, and being a stay-at-home wife with children. Because that is work. It is work to stay attractive and support your children and support your husband. It is. And so they'd rather have that metaphorical death than, you know, and some would say, ha, 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 June Cleaver. Oh, my God. Put a bullet in me now. Okay. All right. Fine. Have fun with your made up bogus degree and whatever it is. Work is your assistant reserve diversity and inclusion that doesn't do anything. Have fun with that. But you're not. They need the cliff. That's all they have in life, because the cliff promises that there's Valhalla at the end of this cliff. Make it through the Red Sea. Yeah, land of Canaan's over there. But we know better. And at a certain level, they know too. Deep down inside, there's always the deep down inside, they know. People who major in the easy, fluffy bunny stuff, they know. They know they're just avoiding calculus and real work. Fat acceptance, they know. They know it's just because they're more afraid of the gym than their desire to have a man. That's how it works. Men know that too. Their desire to play video games, live vicariously through digital bits and bytes that aren't real. They don't want to hit the gym. They want to eat their Cheetos. They don't want to put the effort in at the gym to actually attract a woman. And then they're going to blame all their sadness on mental disorders and social anxiety and all. They know. But all you're not going to stop them. And so let them. And then this also then brings about the concept of Operation Evil. If they're going to run off that cliff, don't you think we should put like some, I'm thinking like a hydropower, like a windmill or something, or a, whatever they, an electric, you know, like all the lemmings falling off, they actually turn the crank, we get some electrical, take advantage of them. Be the professors and the teachers. Make your money. Because this isn't, until we intervene at 5 years old and dads start dadding. It's like, no, son, you're not majoring in the liberal arts. No, my dear, you're not becoming a teacher. No, you're not going to become a children's author book. And no, you're not becoming a psychologist. No, you're not. You're going to become X, Y, and Z, or these things. Until that happens, until parents actually love their children enough, more than themselves, this is not going to change. They will always outsource their children to have a babysitter pay for over the K-12 system. That K-12 system has a self-vested interest in keeping itself and its industry alive. They will channel those kids to go to college to enrich professors and admin and to have them be Marxist, leftist, socialist robots. And then if you're going to get really dark, so everybody works, no one raises their children. So we have more tax revenue and more production. And corporate profits go up because ain't nobody staying home raising the kids. We need two incomes to pay for our children. It is not going to change. And so, I don't know, become a doctor, get a doctorate in something. Start your own school. Lie to the children. Oh, yeah, you're really smart, man. Oh, a degree from, you know, Harvard, even the Ivy Leagues. Oh, you got your communications degree from Harvard? Holy cow, you are so smart. Here, buy my product. All right, let's get through the super chats, of which there might be many. Channel 1800 Dumb, our New Zealand agent in the field for $5 New Zealand. Love to, Cappy. The lads full bleepo. Give me the fingers, please, Cap. Damn, I left school. Dude, are you high on drugs when you send these? I'm dumb. All right, send your sister over here. The Competent Man, $5. I remember when I turned 26 and realized most people were still the same from when they were 16 and showing no signs of progress or improving. I was 27, and I finally saw women for what they were. When I won't go through the details, but I saw a group of gals turn on me. I'm like, oh, I see. Not like physically turn on me. I was like, oh, they're just pretty. That's all. This is back in the before time when girls were pretty. I'm like, got it. I see it now. Scrolling. 1800 dumb, $5 New Zealand. I know you wouldn't, Cap, but would you make an you would make an excellent father? Just saying, in my opinion, good uncle, you are too. I probably would make a good father, but I won't lie to you. I'd probably be spanking my children way too much. Although the argument would be if I spanked them once, we'd sit down. Okay, I'd be a better father than the current fathers are now, but that's a very, very low hurdle. I'd just be participating. You know? But oh yeah, I'd spank. Kids crying, that fake crying, I'll spank them. I say, you want to keep crying? I'll give you something to cry about. So I don't know if I'd be a great father. How about I'm just a good economist? How does that sound? Competent Man, $5. It's starting to look like we may have shortages as people quit to avoid root beer floats. British Petroleum in England has gas stations closed or on allocations. Yep. I don't know about you guys, but I got my silver in crypto. I got my water. I got my guns and bullets. I got my food storage. I'm ready to go. That's a different topic. I love it when Atlas shrugged. Hey, I got an idea. Let's really piss off the productive class of society, the independent thinkers, and mandate in order for them to work that they need. Let's the people who might have money saved up and are really mission critical, the load-bearing employees, the real producers of society, let's piss them off enough. We're like, nah, I'm not doing that. See what happens. G-Ski, $5. Al Bundy's 4 touchdowns in one game is a better achievement than a worthless college. Yeah, it is. 4 touchdowns, that's a feat of athleticism, and it entertained people. Wow, Tina. Another girl with a sociology degree who thinks she's Jessica Christ and is going to save the minorities and the children's. Oh. Robert Flores. $10. Walmart rant. I do not buy groceries from Walmart ever. They squeeze their suppliers so much. I always think the suppliers lower the quality and response. Could be. I've had people say that the Walmart produce is fine. I don't really shop at Walmart. I always go to a grocery store. I don't know why. Walmart, I mean, they got Yucateco sauce. I'll tell you that. You got to go to Walmart, they got Yucateco sauce. Got to go to Walmart for your Yucateco sauce. Only some true hot sauce aficionados are going to know what Yucateco is. Competent Man, $10. And don't worry if you did super chats. I got the thing up here. I'll go to the Miss Super Chats. $10 generous. Governor of New York is starting to bring in foreign healthcare workers. Okay. You just don't go to the foreign healthcare worker store and bring them in. It's not like a boat of them off the. Okay, go ahead. Go. See how long that takes. Governor of New York is threatening to bring in foreign healthcare workers and asking State Department for help to get them in to replace people since 20% of healthcare is refusing root beer floats. Here's the problem of being a Democrat, especially a Democrat politician. You guys have no clue how hard it is to work for a living. You have no clue how business works. None. You don't know how the real world works. Your only tool you have is other people's money, and you bribe people to put you into office, and you're popular. And then you wonder why crap like Minneapolis happens. because you do not know how the real world. Yeah, go ahead. Go. Have fun. Curious where you're going to find them and how quickly you could get them there, and where they're going to live. Does he, would he even know where to, like, you know, Indeed.com? Would he even know how to set up an ad? And who is the New York government? Didn't the other New York governor get kicked out? Or am I just not aware of my fat Italian politicians from the East Coast? Let's go to the Miss Super Chats. Let me pull that up here. If we have any. Is that Sanford and Son? All right, let's go. Oh, we caught up on all of them. I think we caught up. Oh, 16. Yes, Sean Adamson. Yes. El Yucateco es muy bueno. Hey, they got it in Australia then, Sean? Do they have that down? Good thing they do. That's, I didn't know it'd be down in the South, but yeah, it's the best hot sauce ever. And they got multiple varieties. Multiple varieties. I did a video on hot sauces. Look at it. It's a great rant. And it wasn't monetizable. Like, and I even said, like, come on, monetize it. I didn't curse. I didn't swear. Nope, they didn't monetize it. I'm like, how, what? What censor had a bad day over at YouTube to not prove that? Competent man, $5. Meanwhile, the two Burger Kings near me are on limited hours due to a lack of staff. One is closed, no workers. Cuomo had to resign. New York grabbed. Why? Huh? Is why the governor? Yeah, everybody over here is also on short staff. It's fine. Let me take a look. Governor of New York. Who is the governor? Which fat Italian person? Oh, Kathy Hochul? That's not a guy. She looked like she was pretty back in the day. What's her background? Oh, I'm sure she's never worked a real job in her life. I know, I know. Hang on, young Kathy Hochul. No, I don't want that. Young... She's a redhead too, so. Wow. Holy cow. It's not that she's that hot. She is a dead ringer. You look up a young Kathy Hochul. She is a dead ringer for Miriam in the Indiana Jones series. You know, she's an attractive older woman. I won't lie. Wow, but she's a dead ringer for Miriam from Indiana Jones. Yeah. Where is she? Like, she's 25, 26. She's like a high school kid here. Maybe she just wasn't that good looking when she was younger. Eh. Eh. This is all, she's all like 60 plus. Okay, never mind. Fred. For $2, college may still be the best place to meet a wife. No, no. Fred, have you heard? Have you read this book? Have you? Best place to meet a woman. Go into your engineering class, I guess college. Go into trade class, something. Find the gal who's wrenching on a vehicle. You can't go to church. Muslims. At least they're traditional there, although the Muslim dudes probably aren't going to like you going in on their women. Overseas, for more practical reasons, just pay, find out, maybe. Go to your seeking arrangement. We don't have it on the menu, sir. Sorry, sir, no steak. We're fresh out of steak. Here's some tiramisu. Would you like some tiramisu? Fred, I had three opportunities to marry from college, chose not to. Oh, how they turn out. All right, that all that. All right, there you guys go. See you guys later. Toodles.